Let's start with a vort from the Brisker Rav. Since I was taken out the Sefer, I thought he's a remarkable insight at the very beginning of the Parsha. Tarva says that Yisro is impressed, and Yisro chose to join us. So he heard many parts of the story, but the Torah says, "Ben Furush says, Atoya dati in pasuk itaf yir chesed alf Atoya dati nami noki gadol Hashem mikolo Elohim ki badover shezondu aleihem." The hanging phrase, ki badover, the matters that they planned against us, that they strategized against us. So Rashi says, "Upshanas," this is pasuk. Yud Aleph. Atoya daiti ki gadol Hashem mikol olayim. So Rashi explains to us, Chazal explains, ki bedavish azor olayim means that that Yisro was impressed that the Ribbono Shel Olam drowned the Mitzrayim, and they had planned to drown Moshe Rabbeinu. The mita kenege mita ki bedavish azor ki bedavar. But it's missing a phrase. They themselves were. So mida kenegin mida. Kabriska Rav says, beautiful Lord, he says that Chazal explained to us that there were three people who were on the inn as to what Paro had in mind. Bilam, Iyob, and Yisro. So Kabriska Rav says those three knew. There's only three alive who knew what power really is strategized. Even we didn't know all the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for us, because we didn't know all the plans that Kadosh Baruch Hu foiled. So I tell you that now I know, because he heard what happened. Because I know so much they planned against you. It's not a hanging phrase, because I know the things they planned against you. And I know the things they planned against you didn't happen. So Yisro knew more than Klal Yisrael as to what Nisim and Kadosh Baruch Hu had done for us. That's a word from the Brisker Rav. We're going to say, discuss some of the ideas that Rav David Soloveitchik was one of the, I think that one of the first of that generation that his Divrei Torah on Chumash were published. Rav David Soloveitchik's Torah on Chumash is called Shi'urei Chumash and Shi'urei Torah. After that, so that we do have the return from Meir Soloveitchik that they're publishing now. And many of the children of the Brisker Rav, we know their Torah and Chumash from a different sefer called Shaila Torah. And Reuven Meller, he published, and he's a very good pen. But after that, we have now two complete svarim of Reb David's Torah and Chumash. I believe Reb David's Torah and Chumash was less, not as sought after as Rav Yeshua. Rav Yeshua was a nephew. Because Rav Yeshua's Chumashurim, where there were a lot of hak, a lot of politics. So they became they were a very exciting place to be. And Rav David Soloveitchik got the impression he said on Chumash straight. So less popular. It was a beautiful Divrei Torah. So just to give us a sampling, he suggests that. When Yisro comes, the Yisro says, "Come out and meet me." Vayova Yisro Chayson Moshe. Right. even before that, the first pasuk. Vayishma Yisrochay Midian Chayson Moshe. Kol Asher Osa Eloi Kim LeMoshe Uli Yisrael Amoy Kietzi Hashem Yisrael MiMitzrayim. So he raises the question: why does the Torah say everything which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did b'minas hadin to Moshe and to Yisrael, ki hotzi Hashem es Yisrael? So it begins with Asali Kim LeMoshe Yisrael Amoy Kietzi Hashem, and then the next phrase is that Yisrael brings Tzipora. So the David says he saw in the Sefer that that Moshe Rabbeinu had divorced Tzipora, because it says Achar Shilucheha, and the Targum says an Achar Shilucheha Bosa de Patre. That's Ptor, that's Gerushin. Targum Yedison says that he divorced her. That when he brought Tzipora down, and Aaron said, "What's she doing over here?" Al Rishonim Anu Mitzdarim. So he sent her back, but he divorced her. So what was the din that Moshe, that Kadosh Baruch Hu did against Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu should have been the what? Should be the Kohen, right? But then Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Shlachnu miyachat tishlach." Kadosh Baruch Hu got angry with him, took away the kahuna, made him to a Levi. So by Yishma Yisrael is kol asher asa elikim. What was the midas hadin lim Moshe that he turned out to be a Levi not a Kohen? But ki hotzi Hashem, it turned out to be a midas rachamim. Why? Because Vayikach Yisro was able to bring back Tzipora, his Megureshes. If Moshe would have been the Koyen, then he wouldn't have, after Matan Torah, he couldn't have kept Tzipora. So it would have to be a Megureshes. So it turned out it was a Midas Adin, Le Moshe, turned out to be Midas Rachamim, and that's why Vayikach Yisro was able to bring back. And then he says, Vayovoi. And the Medrash says, you should be coming out to meet me. Right? Rashi quotes that if you're not going to come out to see me, so come out to see your wife. If you're not going to come out to see your wife, come out to see your children. So the David asked, what was Yisfi? He needed so much covered. I'm coming. You got to come and meet me. And I'm going to up the ante. You're not going to give me covered. So I want you to give covet to give me covet because I'm coming with your wife. To give me covet because I'm coming with your grandchildren. So he says the Targum says that this is the thing the Targum Yedison says that Yisro was coming, says in the Pasuk. Yeah, Targum Yerushan says he was coming. Amar le Moshe, Ano Chamocha Yisrael, Also levasach lezgayira. You're coming to become a ger. I know you're not so open to having gerim. In lo tekabel yosef begini, if you're not going to be mekabel me as your ger, so then be mekabel me because I'm your shver. Be mekabel because I'm your children's grandparents. So he wasn't asking for kavod. He wasn't coming out to meet me. He was saying, go out of your teitze megidrucha, come out of your comfort zone that you don't have makabal gerim and be makabal as a ger. The pasuk before, pasuk, the very first pasuk, right? The pasuk. Let's go a little bit weiter. Pasuk Yud.
Yud Ches Yud. I don't know. The Chizkuni over here,
yeah,
he says that I just saw that he says that you know, how could you know Yisro say, you know, here I am Yisro is such an anav. So he says that the Anani HaKavod were, you know, surrounded Klal Yisrael, and no shliach was able to ever get in. It was his protection, so he had to kashalo igeres b'chait zarkol toche anan. He had to send some letter with an arrow. Said, "I'm Yisrael. I'm out here. You have to come." No, it wasn't easy to get in. So.
Yeah, the Miskarov point. The Miskarov, he didn't put the Chizkun. It's interesting. He said, "If Yisrael came after Matan Torah, so that means that Moshe was in the Anan." So that's his word. Interesting. So Miskarov must have said it without remembering it was from the Chizkun. Okay, Yishkar. Now, let's look at Pasuk Yud, Asher Yitzil Eschem. Vayera Yisri Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem Miyad Mitzrayim Umiyad Paroi, Asher Hitzil Esha'om Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. What's Yisro stressing over here? Two parts. Asher Hitzil Eschem Miyad. Asher Hitzil Eschem Miyad. Miyad Mitzrayim Umiyad Paroi. The Rashi says, Uma Kosha, Melech Kosha. But what's the second part of the Pasuk? Mitachas Yad Mitzroyim, Miyad Machvidim Aleim Asavoda. So the Rav David quotes the Brisker Rav as saying that there are two parts to the Shibud Mitzroyim. One part was that they were in Golas, they were away from Eretz Yisrael. They weren't at home. The other part is the shibud. You know, kiger, yeah, your children will be ger, and they'll be, that's one part. And then, v'inu v'avodim. So he says that Moshe and Aaron were very much part of the gerus of Mitzrayim. Not gerus, of the golus of Mitzrayim. Kiger yezarecha. They were not part of the shibud Mitzrayim. So that's what he says. Yes, Baruch Hashem, Asher Hitzil Eschem. Right? Eschem, that's you, Moshe. Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Paroi. That you were not part of the Shibud. Right? You were, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still saved you because you were in Golas. Asher Hitzil Ha'om, Mitachas Yad Mitzrayim. Rashi Taka says that. Miyad Mitzrayim is the Shibud. So that's where he caught both parts of the Golas. But Moshe and Aaron were not part of the Miyad Mitzrayim. He says the following: As we still Miyad Mitzrayim, Miyad Parim means that you were in Mitzrayim, and Yad Parim means you were away from home. You were in an unfriendly environment. You had all of the pressures of being in the environment of Mitzrayim. So that's it. Because Baruch Hu didn't save you from the Shibud, that didn't happen, but because Baruch Hu did save you from getting assimilated. He did save you from losing your principles. And Asher Hitzil Ha'om, and the nation was saved from the Shibud. That is a beautiful Mahalach in Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu's comment. He says, if you look at the parsha, now look at Perek Yinches Pasuk, when Yisro inserts himself. Pasuk Yedalet. Right, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Moshe Rabbeinu Lishbait Esam. Vayamid Amenei the standing. Pasuk Yedalet. Vayar Chosen Moshe's Kolesher Oise La'am. He sees what Moshe is doing to the people. Mo Hadover Hazeh. Asher atos alam, matua ato yoshev, why are you sinning? And everybody's standing up from morning to night. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, ki yovei elai l'droish elokim, ki yulem dover boi elai v'shafariti ben ishi ben reyu, v'odati zchuk elokim v'seiris. I have three jobs. My first job is that ki yovei elai yom l'drosh, people are coming, they wonder what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. They have questions. So I have the in. I can go to the Rebbeinu Shlomo and ask questions. Nobody else can do that. I have to take care of that. Then they have Dinei Torah. They have the Shofariti Ben Ishmael. They have to take care of their disputes. I have a third job. I have to teach them Torah. But Yom HaChos and Moshe Love. Okay? Now, you're going to get tired. Atosh ma b'kei liyotzcha. Heyei ato lo'om mul olikim. Veveis ato sever olikim. To take care of the first job, only you can do that. Right? That I agree. Only you can, no, there's no other boss of a dom that can approach a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So hey, I told them you'll be there for the mulalikim, and you have to do this regularly. Fine. Your second job is hard to semzachuk mitzatayra is vedatulim. That you also, that's your job to teach. Only you can teach the Torah you learned from Sinai. But the third job of being a shofet, no, that thing is somebody else too. The atos seches and mikol lama shechai liolikim and sheyem zani batsa the samtal leyem, and then that you can delegate. What will they do? V'shoft v'som choleis v'yikol adomer goli v'yilecha. But the simple stuff they can do. Imes adomer azet aseh. If you take if this one job, the two jobs are maskim, but this one job. And you're worried about Mishpah Shalom, Yavai Mishalom, they'll take care of Shalom. He said, then to the Brisker wrote, pointed to the three jobs, and Rav David showed how it fits into the apostle. Then he says, Rav David takes it a step further. He says, of the three jobs, which one requires that the Jews stand? He says, we have in Masorah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael. He first taught Aaron, and then he taught Eliezer, and then he taught. If you look at the way the Gemara describes it, it says, "Nichnas Aaron v'shono leMoshe pirkei Moshe tadim nistalek Aaron v'yoshav l'smoil Moshe." Then Aaron sat down. V'chein kulon v'shash mu'asan kulon yeshvin lefnei. They all sit down. So the only time that they had to stand was during a din Torah, because Mikra din, the Baal din have to stand. We usually excuse them, but they have to stand a little covered. So he says that's the one thing that bothered Yisra, because Yisra says, "Vayimi Mocharas, Vayesha Moshe Lishpoitasam, Vayamoidam al Moshe," and they were standing. That was judgment. Vayar Chayson Moshe Kol Shavu Salom. Why are they standing? His taina was only against judging. I have three jobs. See, he's saying, I have three jobs. Two jobs you got to do yourself, but the third job, the one that keeps him standing, that you can give over to somebody else. So then Rav David says, and if you have a look in Parshas Hanan, when this parsha is repeated, so there he says, Eicha esolavadi, torchachem umasachem viribchem, right? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the end of this parsha, so then you'll appoint shayftim, in Devar, right? Eicha esolavadi. Havulachem anoshim chom. So the appointment of these aids, the Moshe Rabbeinu, was only for the torchachem, masachem, viribchem, was only for the mishpat. To learn Torah, to speak Kadosh Baruch Hu, he never had any, that Yisrael never had any designs of changing that. Then there's a beautiful word, this will probably finish up. It says, another mahalach, and then we'll finish with a beautiful word. It says, look at the Shlosh Zemei Hagbola. So that is on Perek Chav, Pasuk. Perikov Pasuk, let's say, Yud Aleph. Hayu Nochayim L'Yer Meshlishi. Pasuk Yud. V'Yer Meshem L'Moshe Leichel Ha'om Mekidasht. What happens before that? So in Pasuk Tes, it says, V'Yer Meshem L'Moshe. Hine Anochi Boi Lecha. V'Av Ha'anon. V'Avur Yishma Omi B'Dabri Imach. V'Gam Mecho Yaminu Lo'ilam. According to Rashi, that means I'm going to come, I'm going to give the Torah through you. They'll watch. I'll teach you. Everyone's going to watch you learning from me. They'll know you're a Navi Emes. They'll know you have Torah's Moshe. But Yagid Moshe's Dimri Yom Hashem. And Moshe reports back what the people would say. What the people would say, anything. So Rashi says, Vayagid Moshe means Moshe Rabbeinu said, I know what they say. This one I know. I have to go back to this one. They say, they're going to say, no. Zeshamati. They want to hear Torah from you, the Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't compare. I'm a shliach. I'm a klisheni. You'll be the. They rather hear from the king. Next, v'tzeinenu l'roisim. We want to see the king. So then, because Baruch Hu, if that's the case, then they're going to do meet me directly. So then, v'yemer shem al moishel lechem lo'om v'kidashtom. Prepare them. Hayemu mocher chivzu zem loisim. Gotta do the laundry. Gotta get the clothes clean. A strange thing. Gemara says this was not mikvah. It wasn't. It was. You have to get changed. You're going to meet the king. Next, they have to prepare themselves. All right. Now here the Medrash says they have to separate. The Pshadi says means they have to have achonis. They have to be preparing themselves, putting their minds in the right place. So he says, when we have to, we greet the Rebbeinu Shalom every Shabbos. So we greet the Rebbeinu Shalom every Shabbos. So one of the things we have to wear clean clothes, big day Shabbos, chibsu some loisam. And then he says, and the Rambam writes, how do we greet the Kodesh Baruch every Shabbos? L'chod oidi, like Roskala. There used to be, Chazal say the Rambam quotes, that hayumis atrim v'yoyshev, the COVID rush, Mecha Lakbolas Pnea Shabbos, Kemoishu Yoitzi the Krasa Melech. Ramam quotes the Gemara that, maybe in Rabbi Yehuda, that he would sit with the talus over his head. The Rabbi used to explain that whenever you put the talus over your head, that is a sign of a greater sense of Ashra Shechina. So it's the minute of putting the talus over his head during davening, greater sense of COVID rush. COVID rush. So, why is the talus over his head when Shabbos is coming in? Because when Shabbos comes in, there's a greater sense of Ashrei Shechina. There's a greater sense of he would sit dressed, and they would sit miyachal waiting like bolus b'nei Shabbos kemoshu yotze likras hamelech. This is the two parts to being Makabal Shabbos. One is the moment of Kabbalah Shabbos, when we actually greet the Shechina. And the other is being prepared in a way to maintain the Kabbalah Shechina. So changing our clothes and then wearing Shabbos the clothing and wearing clean clothes, that's the covet that we have in order to maintain the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence with us. The moment that we meet, the code we give to Kadosh Baruch Hu when we meet him, that is in that time it was with covered rosh, talus over the head. With us, it's l'chodoydi, ki yoytze l'kras hamelech. That's miyachalim l'yom ha'shlishi. So, because that's what's happening in this pasuk. They say two things. They say, we want to learn from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then they say, they want to be able to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam. They understand the two parts. One is we want to be with the Ribbono Shel Olam and learn his Torah, but also we want to greet him. We want to meet him. So there's Moshe Rabbeinu says there are two parts to Hachana. They have to have clean clothes. Big day Shabbos. We're going to be learning together. They're going to have a time together. They have to be prepared for the enduring experience of Kadosh Baruch Hu being with. But then there's also the moment of Kabbalah, the moment when you greet, right? You have when a Choshev person comes, so there's the Kabbalah's panim, and a Choshev Rav comes, goes to the airport, it's the Kabbalah's panim, and then you figure out all the different Kabbalah's panims that are going to happen later on. A Choshev person comes as an initial greeting, and then afterwards they have all the different meetings that happen. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that kibzu chesim loisam is that's for the enduring experience, but hayu nachoinim li yom hashlishi, but it has to be the excitement and the passion of the moment of the Kabbalah. Ki bi yom hashlishi yeirid Hashem le'enei chol ha'am ha'sinai. That's the moment of Kabbalah. See, so that's the. Was explaining to them Hey, Yosef, you said you want to learn from the Baruch Hu. So therefore, there are two different aspects of preparation, which we find as part of our Kabbalah shop. So let's finish up with one more ha'ara. People are in Perik, Yotes, Pasuk, Dalet, and Hey. Yotes. Yotes. Dalet, and Hey. Our primary is that there is 16 in Mitzrayim. God, when I did to Mitzrayim, I asked him, I'll config the Sharm of me as Samuel. And I lifted you up in the wings of eagles, and I brought you to me. Right? Rashi says, "Kanfi Nesharim is the marshal of Kadosh Baruch Hu protecting us." Va'ovei Yischem Eloi. Look at the targum. Ukrims, and he brought you close to me. Lifulchani to my avoda. V'yata. What does Kanfi Nesharim have to do with bringing us close to Kadosh Baruch Hu's avoda? Then v'yata and that. Im Shemayot Tishmu Kaili. Shmaytim is recently Segula Mikolame and Kili Kolares. What's the connection between now? Rashi says in V'atah, if you will accept it now, Yerav Lachem, Mikan Ve'elach, then it'll be easy for you later on. So he says, one of the concerns Klal Yisrael had is, how are we going to do this? We are in Memtes Shari Tuma. So how are we going to pump ourselves up from Memtes Shari Tuma in the middle of Nisan to 49 days later, and we're going to be ready for Kabbalah Sattar? So, because Rahu says, I took care of it. And so is Chem Al Kanfi Nisharim. Va'avi eschem Eloi. That the kanfei nesharim over here means I've raised you. I've already picked you up and put you in a position that you'll be able to. I did it. Took care of it for you. I lifted you up from Memtes Shari Tuma. Va'avi eschem. I already brought you close to me. I did it v'derech nice. I told now, if you'll pick up, if you hit the deck running, and see what I've done for you, and it's something that I did for you. You couldn't have done this on your own for so long. But now, what I did for you until now, you couldn't have done. What has to happen now, only you can do. That's what he says. That I took care of things until now. I brought you to a certain madrega of Yischem Eloi that you couldn't have done yourself. But if this is going to work, now you have to take over. Now if you take over, so then you'll be able to prepare yourself and be ready to makabel Torah. So again, just to make a sikum chazar of what we accomplished, we began with the word from the Brisker Rav that Kibadover Shazodu Aleya means that Yisro was one of the three people. Eov, Yisro, Bilam were the only three who really knew all the things that Paro had in mind to do for us, do against us. So that's Badover Shazodu. He knew those things. Otherwise, the hanging phrase. According to Rashi, it's he knew what he planned, and because Baruch Hu did the opposite. Did a synchronized perfect response. But the way the Brisker Rav says, Pshat, he knew what they planned. Right? And he knew what the things that didn't happen. And then we explained with David's approach to Hashem Elokim, that Akash Baruch Hu had a midas din against Moshe Rabbeinu. He was upset with him. Shlach l'yecha tishlach. He reduced him. But it turned out to be because otherwise he wouldn't have been able to stay with Sipora. Why was Yisro insistent on Moshe coming to greet him? He says, he wasn't coming to greet him. He was saying, either the Chizkuni said, he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you got to come out of the Anan. I can't make it in. The Brisker Rav said the word. He said, I'm in a Yehudi right now. I can't make it in the Anan. You have to come out from it. Or the suggestion that Rav David Soloveitchik, that based on the Targum, that he wanted to become a ger, and he said, I want you to come out of your approach and accept me as a ger, and if not me, accept me as a ger. That way your shver will be a Jew. If not for that reason, that your children's grandfather will be a Jew. And then we suggest the two lishonos, asher hitzil eschem and hitzil ha'am. One is Moshe and Aaron, who were not part of the Shibud, but they had to be pulled out of the culture. And then the three different roles of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yisro only had a taina against him being a shofet, that's the only one he can divest. The other, so he had to attack and maintain himself, only he could do that. And then al kanfei nesharim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got us going and raised us shaloi k'derech hateva. And then finally, we did the two parts to Kabbalah Shabbos, the moment, and then maintaining that sense of covet. And that's the two aspects of preparing for Matan Torah, chibsusim leisam, and then a yunachayim, be adjusting your mindset for the moment of Kabbalah. Okay. Tomorrow night, Mr. Tuna Chamar will discuss another. He has a beautiful vart on the bracha of Yisrael. Tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity. Jerry Zatter is still there? Okay, because my Shiri Rabbeinu Meshulam David was a gift from the Zatteris. Yeah, go ahead, very frail.
Yeah, the second part about Elohim, because he
sent
the...
Yeah.
Something rubs me the wrong way there. It's according to that, Moshe Mamish was Megarish Tzipora. He didn't just send her back because Aaron said it's not a good idea to bring them to Mitzrayim.
Right, right.
He divorced her.
Yeah.
What's that?
It does sound like that from the Targum, Unculus, and even more so from the Targum, Yonasan, that he actually was a get Peturin. The way I assume it happened is that was a chesed to Tzipora. Instead of just sending her away back to Midian, back to Saudi Arabia, send her away where they get so that she can get remarried. So that may have been a good thing to do.
So he said his plan was to send her away permanently? It doesn't make sense. He's going to Mitzrayim to free Bnei Israel and take them out.
Yeah. But so what was when Aaron said to him, So what was Aaron thinking?
Mitzrayim right now is not a safe place for Jews. But Moshe knew they weren't going to be there much longer. In fact, Moshe was upset that they didn't get out even faster than they did, right?
Yeah.
He thought it was going to be Achashtayim, and they're gone, they're out.
check out the Targum, the Targumim. Because that particular part of the vort, that's not his. That he only said it because he thinks that's shot in the Targum. Let's check it out and see.
Yeah.
I have to look around and see if it comes up in some of the other. I don't think you need that for the shot in the pasuk. But if he was Megarish, then it's an interesting shot.
Rav, according to the pshat that he came after Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu already told him "Va'ata po amodi madi," that he wasn't allowed to go back to Tzipor. So how does that fit in with that?
No, because then it was after Matan Torah, right? So does a modi madi mean you're going to have to stay here forever? Or are you going to stay here for the next 40 days?
I thought, and that's the whole thing with Aaron and Miriam getting into trouble, right? And the end of
right. But if it came after Matan Torah, so then
Atem shuvu lachem lo aleichem v'ata po amori madi. I thought that's the shot that he had to be porish mina isha for good.
So if that's the case, then. Then when Yisro brings Tzipora, so why does he bring Tzipora back to him? Now, do we understand it that that Kadosh Baruch Hu was defending Moshe Rabbeinu entirely? In other words, that Moshe really did the right thing of not going back to Tzipora, or that Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, look, they could have worked it out that he could have been with Tzipora and he could have been poor for certain periods of time before he went back to Har Sinai. Do we understand that that was Mamash the Tzivah Kadosh Baruch Hu Amodim Adir, that was a justification for him, that what he did was in sync with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? It says when he came down for the, it says he went straight Lafsakov, didn't go to his family. So it was shock for him to be with us sometime with the family. I was also under the impression that, and again, I might be totally wrong, that Moshe Rabbeinu did go beyond what was required when he separated from Tzipora. But it was reasonable. Because Rachel was saying it's reasonable because, but I didn't think that from Modi, but we have to check it up. But that was Mamash at Tzivoy, that he can't go back to his wife. I don't know. No, I should see whether he can't go back. Should have told him before he went up.
Yeah.
Can't even say Moshe Rabbeinu knew this on his own because he only says it then. Okay, let's look into it a bit more.
And also, it always bothered me, according to that pshat, that he came after. So Moshe's own sons weren't at Maamar Har Sinai. That always troubled me. How could that be?
Yeah. But it helps explain why Yeshua was the one who went with Moshe and stayed with Moshe.
Right.
So that fills in that gap. That his kids were not there. But it is a pella. It is a pella, but that's... What was the alternative, though? You know, there were Tzias Mitzrayim, and it takes a long time to come from Saudi Arabia to come all the way.
To me, the sensible thing to do was, as they're leaving, send them one person out of the 3 million could have been sent to Midyan to bring Tzipora and the children for Kriyas Yamsuf or something. I don't know.
Yeah. We're assuming that the word just spread from Kriyas Yamsuf to Saudi Arabia, right? That's what we're assuming.
Right.
And then he heard, and he figured that must be his kids.
Yeah.
Rabbi Prail, you're on mute. Rabbi Prail, we can't hear you. You have to unmute yourself.
Press the space bar didn't help. According to Az Yashir, everybody knew about Kriyas Yamsuf.
Right.
Yeah. So that happened after Kriyas Yamsuf, that the word would get back. I don't know.
As far as Yeshua versus Moshe's sons, I mean, according to the way, one son was an infant, or right? Was a year old, because he just had the bris a year before. Right, according to Rashi, he was just born.
Yeah.
And certainly according to the Midrashim, Moshe was not in Midyan and married to Tzipora all that time. That came later on. So even Gershom was probably a kid also. I mean, Yeshua was a lot older than that.
Right, let's see. So if it's he didn't have his infant children there. Okay. That's not so hard to understand. So then it becomes more cash, but Tzipora then.
Yeah. So I looked up in the Targum. So according to Targum Yonasan, it's not even Targum Yonason says, Vasar Dishocha Milavasa, Kat Hava Azul Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he divorced her. Now, so Targum Onkelos uses the word patre.
Patre, yeah, yeah.
Does patre mean divorce?
Well, it's more than l'shloach.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And patre, it is a get peturin.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'm looking up in this sefer, Yang Targumim. He doesn't even bring down the Targum Onkelos on this one, just the Yonason Ben Uziel. I guess he doesn't want to touch it.
There's Ein B'Targum Yonason. Yeah, that's me else. Let's give you a... Yeah, he does assume that came with Targum Yenis and Tirgim Bosa de Shocha Milavasei, the Hainu Gerishin. All right.
No, that's not Mukhrach.
Yeah.
I agree with you that the Targum Unkelos is probably stronger better on that than the Targum
Yenis. Bosa de Pater. Yeah. Just want to see where it says, what's the word for Vayishalach? You have it by the Orev and the Yonah.
Mm-hmm.
Vayishalach is a Yonah, Seches. Vishalach is Yonah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Patrick is an unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Good Erev Shabbos.
A good Erev Shabbos.
Good Erev Shabbos.
Rabbi, have a minute now?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. So,
any changes in the?
So it's getting a little bit more complicated. I think that, Rachel's been it's really really hard for her. Whatever, and I don't have a job yet, and things aren't lined up, and. You know, the school actually just today sent out that they have their final two candidates, which I'm pretty sure that they're, I don't know, and like it really sent, like it sent, like, I mean, in general, it's been really, really hard. And, like you mentioned, like she's expecting, you know, the end of July, and that makes things really complicated. And I just just after today, I mean, it was like once that email went out, it really threw her for a real tizzy. I don't know that it's shayach. I feel like the school could be like, you know, train away left the station, and I'm just, I don't know if I have to, you know, like crawl back.
I thought, you know, my thoughts were, I'm very concerned about the plan to go.
Okay.
One of the things that was on my mind very much is that in our conversation 2 weeks ago, so it was the intuition of a mother.
Right.
It gave us a measure of confidence that this is going to work out.
Right.
Now, so we don't have the intuition of the mother. Right. So I'm very concerned. If we don't have a parnasa
Right. I'm not sure how it's going to work out. Right. And your estimate, the best case scenario is that Moshe will take 2-3 years for him to adjust.
Yeah.
Your worst case scenario, which I'm not excited about, is doing high school in Kohelet, and then hopefully going to Eretz Yisrael, mentioning that in Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So the truth is, of the two trajectories, the one that is a greater track record is the Kohelet trajectory.
Uh-huh.
So it does concern me a lot. Aliyah concerns me in this context, unless Moshe was mamash on board. Keeping him Kohelet concerns me because he will always have a taina, as kids do. What do you expect from me? And this is the way you put me. You know, so you put me here and then ask me, it's very different. So the question is there a way to discuss with Moshe to be willingly and openly considering another school in America, you know, in Philadelphia, and you have to go back to the school and to say that things we were working on in Eretz Yisrael are not panning out. Right? There's an emphasis to that. I don't know who the candidates are. You know, are they public, the candidates are?
One of them is, I know they're not so excited about one of them. It's somebody who's like actually from the high school in Kohelet who applied for, and they're not so excited. I mean, they're these Gamilos, whatever it is, but they're not so excited. The other one, I'm not sure who it is. I don't know that they're excited about the other one. I'm not sure.
Their plan is to restructure all through anyways. And they're changing the whole
right
administrative structure.
Yeah.
So that might give them some room to walk it back in a face-saving way for you. But you know, that does concern me about Moshe being in Kohelet. What other thoughts have you had?
I don't know. I've been trying to like be the, you know, like the strong person about going to, well, you know, which, you know, but it's just, I don't know. It's totally like coming apart. I mean, it's totally melting. You know, I just, you know, Rachel's extremely concerned that our family will like fall apart, you know, going there to Israel. I mean, I know that she got like this, like right b'shas ma'isa of like making a decision. I know that, you know, she gets nervous, as all people do. I mean, whatever. Yeah. But
yeah.
Still, I don't know that I can.
Will she be upset that you didn't push her through?
So, okay, right. So I think that what will probably happen is that at the end of the day, I'm just saying this, like, I'm not like, I know this comes across like, I'm not like I'm blaming her or like, you know, like she's like waffled, you know, back and forth. I mean, it's, you know, if this was like, if I had a job already lined up, right. You know, if it was that, you know, we had a school, it could be that it's not even necessarily nailed down with the school. If it was that Moshe was, and he actually was getting it. I had called up some, it's another thing. Like he loves technology.
Yeah. He told me that they had
I called up, I just do contacts, you know, so there's a guy who actually runs a school for like entrepreneurial people, yeah, kids who like code, you know, and most he was interested in like hooking up, you know, Kohelet with them, and Moshe could be the liaison, and Moshe was like all excited about it, you know, and like, you know what, you know, he's like asking all the time, so did we get, you know, whatever. So he doesn't know what to think, like he wants to want it, you know.
Right.
You know, But he also will say, you know, no, we're not doing this. I can't do this, you know, or he will still say that. I mean, he goes back and forth. I mean, why should he be different then?
What was the last thing you said? He goes back and forth.
I mean, you know, it's been mostly, again, throughout the last month that he's been completely against it.
Yeah.
I try to, like in a somewhat of a chachma way, I try to get him excited about it, you know. But that's the other thing, you know, like the school that we would send him to, Netzach, you know, like right. You have to sign a takanon that says that you don't really like use the internet or you don't like, you know, I mean, but like that's who Moshe, that's what Moshe is, you know, which is another, you know, wrinkle. So the other thing is that, I mean, which is also, it's like so ironic, but Moshe is in like, he is in such a good place right now with his, with his friends and like with he happens to have a very good group of, his grade is very good. The boys in his grade are very good.
Give me an example. And there was a, they're
like, meaning that they're nice boys. They're good boys. And they're on the firmer side. Okay. In all things, you know, so, you know, and like the last couple of years, it's been so hard, like socially, and like for, it's been super hard. And like, it's like, you know, he's in the house and he's like, you know, he's like singing and whistling and he's just like happy and like he's hanging out like. Like the kids that, are you holding in Minecraft? I don't know if you're like holding in. Okay, whatever it is. It's like a web based, you know, you build stuff and like the kids do it together and they're like online together at, you know, at night. And it's like, he's with his friends all night long. And like, you know, so it's like so great. And then, but every single time it's, you know, as it's going so well, it's actually a pit in my stomach that like we're pulling away from it, you know, and like,
He's what grade is he in now? He's in eighth grade?
No, he's in fifth.
He's in fifth grade. Sorry, yeah.
He's in fifth grade.
And Kohelet is a K through 12.
Yeah, Kohelet is a K through 12. And again, Kohelet is, they'll, you know, we're free to do what we want with him. But, Rachel says that maybe, you know, come ninth grade, we can send him to the Masifta, which is like the TA high school. It's actually a very well respected school, yeah. You know, in the area. But is that going to really be any different, you know, than right now? I mean, Kal Vachomer, he'll be with his friends even more. You know, still doesn't matter. I mean, right now, I can't see. I mean, Rachel is gonna like mamish. Like fall apart. I think it's too much. I really think it's too much right now.
I don't think it's a problem to walk back Aliyah at all.
Right.
But maybe I had to bring that. I mean, it's
right. Okay, fine.
And that in itself, I don't see.
Right.
And I see there's a lot pointing in that direction.
Right.
The three things are that. Moshe, our understanding right now is that it's a good chance Moshe will be unhappy and take time for him to readjust.
Yeah.
Your wife's intuition is no longer the something that we can build around.
Right.
And your wife herself is stressed out because of it.
Yeah.
And then when we add to that situation that we don't have a pronosa yet, so that's, and there's nobody in your family who can keep you going for
float. I mean, it's not shock. Rachel would not go for it. It would be too low.
No, the problem is also these things, you know, in our line of business, these things create debt. It's not like,
right.
It's not like we can, we'll have a good year or 2 years from now and pay back.
Right. So. Right. I mean, I do like, I mean, I you know, searching for another, you know, job, you know, in America, I think it's, I mean, again, like Rachel had been just like opposed to it in the sense that, it's basically like moving back to New York. That would be it. I mean, where are we gonna, you know, it's that's basically what it would be. And she's not so open to moving back to New York. She hasn't, you know, to the tri-state area. That's
she likes being out of town.
What? Yeah,
she likes being out of town.
Yeah,
she has friends in Philadelphia already. She's still in Allentown.
Yeah, I mean, there are, you know, again, like she has, like, we've, it's so weird because, you know, beforehand, like, before we made the decision, hey, you know, what do we have here in Philadelphia? And then when like the prospect of actually doing this comes, like, well, we have so much here in Philadelphia, you know, and it's,
that happens all the time. That happens all the time.
Right. It's like, the thing is that, like, right now, you know, the only way for me to walk back to the Aliyah is if I go to Kohelet and say, you know, crawl back to them, you know, and say, you know, please. And they're going to say, you have to sign a 3-year contract, right? We can't, we're not doing this, you know, every right. single year, which
yeah.
makes sense, I for sure, yeah. you know. Yeah. You know, which means that Moshe will be there through middle school, which I guess, I don't know, Halbatsaris, not Halbatsaris, or, you know, I don't know.
What are the alternatives right now? Let's say your wife, you're assuming, will not be happy in the tri-stairs. I'm not sure, but let's assume that. But she'll, so the option would be Boca or Hollywood. Now, Boca has, I don't know, with the chinuch there.
So we looked into it, the problem, right? So that was like our our fallback, right? But the problem is that, so there's like the modern Orthodox school, you know, it was probably more, a little bit more to the right than Kohelet. Probably, whatever, okay, fine.
Okay.
But it's, you know, the modern Orthodox school. So, and then you have TA, same thing, it's also TA over there. But like speaking with Phil, like the TA is not, it's not a great school. Like if you have a kid who's, you know, who's motivated, and okay, they're great, you know, fine. But if you have a kid who, you know, gives the teachers a harder time, you know, and a kid who's, you know, who needs more,
professional,
whatever. So then, like, that's not the school you want them to be going to. So
that's the Chavetz Chaim.
I don't know if it's Chavetz Chaim. It's, I mean, uh-huh. it's like the more from. It's like the, I don't know. It's like the more from, you know, school.
The other piece that concerns me is that Phil is very happy there, but every so often options come up.
Right,
you can end up being there, and Phil can get take a job someplace, and then
absolutely. Absolutely, no, correct for sure.
Hollywood is a booming place now. There's really a lot of opportunities there, but I don't know if they have the school. Right. I think probably the Boca school probably services Hollywood.
Right, correct. I think it's just like really. I mean, the only thing right now is that I don't see our family unit making this through the next, you know, to the next year, making Aliyah. I just don't, you know. And I know, so you're saying, so okay, well, welcome back. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. But so still, but even if I say, okay, we're not making Aliyah, well, I'll try to get a job somewhere else. You know, so again, I have to get the job somewhere else. You know,
yeah.
You know, and then you have to get the job somewhere else,
and it has to be somewhere else where the chinuch is more promising than we have there, which is limiting.
Right, exactly. And I'm just trying to find my computer's about to die, so I just
look for a plug.
My plug, which I'll. Can I ask you to hold on for like 10 seconds while I run upstairs with the plug?
Not a problem. In fact, if you want, I can go home and then we can reconvene in 5 minutes.
Sure. Okay. Whatever. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Good.
So should I call now? I'll call you on the phone, or what should I do?
Okay. Good. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Okie dokie. Thank you.